This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Okay, hello dear friends. Good day. Evening, such a beautiful, beautiful evening. This video does not have a much clear purpose. I was just trying to see how long it takes me to do a makeup. So in the morning, I woke up. If I rush to go to work, at least I need to have 3 or 4 minutes for the makeup session. Okay, I want to chat with you about something, about being happy, about going to party. I do not like to go to party. I am kind of a party againster or party disliker. H-A-T-E is a little bit too strong a word. I do not have it. And this time I went to Dion Museum annual party gala, and I went to Asian Art Museum, the gala. It's totally different. I was very happy. I was enjoying it a lot. So here are some things that I have learned from attending these parties. If you do not like to go to a party and have to go to a party, you just do not go anyway. If you do not usually like to go to a party and someday you want to go there and you want to have fun, then this may be useful for me. So how I get over the feeling of not liking party, of not enjoying party. First of all, you get yourself prepared. Get yourself prepared, comfortable, confident, not extreme. You know, you go to, let's say, Met Gala. Those are the showcase. And you will see a lot of people cannot even walk because they wear a special kind of shoes or special very tight skirts, could not even walk. Do you think they have confidence? Use any part of your body. Use any elements of your body to think, are these people confident? They are not. They cannot even walk. They are not in their comfortable elements. They wear it for a purpose, to impress other people, to advertise for a company because they got endorsement or something. So of course, that is not comfortable. Although they are getting TV shot, picture shot, everywhere. It's not themselves. No, we do not talk about others. We only talk about ourselves. So get yourself, get myself comfortably prepared. So I have some skirts or dress which are very comfortable and relatively presentable. So I wear those clothes so that I can move around, I can jump, I can talk, I can walk, I can jump, I can do anything, I can do any acrobat with that. So get myself comfortable. And for makeup, I am more comfortable with my usual makeup. And there are times I put on some eyelash, but when I put on eyelash, for example this one, I could not see very well because I am not usually using it. So this time I did not put anything fancy, just like today. I am good enough as I am, and this is sufficient. So when you are comfortable to be yourself in your element, that's the foundation of confidence. So I made myself that confidence. I made myself that foundation. I wear the clothes I am comfortable with to walk out, even for going out to buy soya sauce, to go out to the neighborhood to buy some clothes. That clothes is also wearable. I can walk. So clothing, I'm comfortable. And makeup, nothing exaggerating because my skill is there. I am comfortable. I can face other people. There is something in ourself, is the self. Acceptance make us strong, confident, and beautiful. Do I make any sense? So I prepared myself like that, comfortable. And another good reason for me to feel comfortable is that I initiated it. I made my decision. I want to go there. It costs money. And I was thinking, I am going to have fun. So I spent money to buy the ticket. I do not need to ask my husband. I do not need to ask my family. I have the total decision. And that pure act that I spend money, which is 2 or 3 days of my work worth. If I work for 2 or 3 days, I can buy a ticket. But I can afford it because it's important to have fun. So I bought a ticket and I went myself. I like to go anywhere by myself, including party or anything, because I will be totally free. So everything makes me totally in my element. And I set up my goal. I am going to dance whole night through. I am going to dance the night through. That's my pure goal. Nothing else. They have food. It has nothing to do with me, the food. I am more comfortable with a clean body. So food is not a distraction for me at that moment. They have drink, wine, alcohol. I am not hungry, I'm not thirsty, I do not need any of that. So all these distractions, there is nothing. I do not need to make friends. I do not want to make friends. I do not need to communicate with others. I do not need to build up a relationship with others. I do not need to use it as a fundraising opportunity. I do not need to use it as a networking opportunity. I do not need to look for another husband. By the way, I have the best husband in the world for me. I am sufficient. I do not need to make new friends. I am good enough. I am comfortable enough, complete enough by myself. So with all these combined, it build up the tone. I am going there to have fun. There is only one thing I need to overcome. You go there. There is music, there is a DJ playing, but nobody was dancing on the floor. I thought, I came here for dancing. Then I became the first person to dance and danced the night through. And I made every single cent of that money of ticket cut, and that's it. When you can make a decision, when you are comfortable with yourself, when you make the goal which is controlled by yourself, when you make a decision, when you make the expectation that is reachable, then you can totally enjoy it. I think a lot of time we do not like the party, or we are afraid of the party. It's because we have much expectation from others, from what we thought. What I thought that moment was to dance the night through so pure. However I dance, pretty or not, good or not, is irrelevant. However many people I dance, only I dance by myself, with one person, with two persons, with the whole floor, with the whole building dancing together, is irrelevant. I am in my own zone. People are making friends. It's their thing. They need to make friends. They need to make communication. I have no objection. I have no opinion with that. I am sufficient enough. I do not need to make friends. Because I am happier by myself. Well, if people come to me, or if suddenly I feel this person is cool, let's dance together, I can go to dance with them, or they can dance with me. We have fun. That's very natural, but there is not a forced thing. There is not something you have to talk. You have to talk fluently so that you can look smart. I know I am not smart. Do I need to prove that I'm smart? Do unsmart people need to prove they are smart? Well, this is what the society is doing right now. Anyway, that's a little bit not nice. I'm sorry. So, my life is my life. I am comfortable to be different. I am comfortable to be not pretty. I am comfortable to be not attractive. I am comfortable to be a little bit odd, a little bit off. But the most important, I am comfortable to be myself. And that is so empowering. Once you are reaching all the goals, all the conditions you framed yourself in, with acceptance of yourself. I framed myself into the condition just for me, so I am comfortable. It makes me very happy. And I met friends, very naturally met friends, made new friends. How it developed is another story, but it shows that when you are comfortable, you are confident, you are attractive, you will produce a gravitational force. You will produce a halo of confidence that get people come to you, that attract you to other people, which is very natural. Even if you want to meet some new friends, maybe suddenly there is a very cool girl, a cool guy, a cool something you want to see, you want to meet, you can be very comfortable, chat with that person. You dance so cool, your dress is so good, wow, and your suit looks so smart, so sleek. You can be very comfortable to say this because it comes from your heart, not from a desire that you need to get the venture capital from this guy, to get a relation from this person, this girl. No, nothing. It's purely, he looks so sleek. Of course, I want to say it. She looks so beautiful. That body, that allure, everything. Do I make any sense? It comes natural. When you are natural, things comes natural. When I myself started to be natural. I love you, I really do. Do, 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 do. I am off to ice skating. This is school's ice skating night, and I totally, totally enjoy it. I think it's been 20 years, every year, except the years when I was in Australia, there was no this ice skating thing. In my school, I have worked in my school more than 15 years. So all the time, every year, I go to ice skating night because I'm good at it. Very proud. Because when I was in high school, I escaped class. 跳课, I escaped class because I was passionate about ice skating, I saw Fleming, Peggy Fleming or someone, and she did ice skating so beautiful, like a dream. So I wanted to ice skate. I was tumbling like a bear, so ugly, but I still had that dream. So I went to skating. You already heard about the story of ice skating. And So what else I want to tell you? Life is not only testing score. It makes you a good job, a good school, yes. But there are other things. Sometimes spend time in the things you love, you like, you enjoy. Especially when you are young, you can build up a foundation later on to enjoy. Well, if you are not young, as old as me, you can always do something that you enjoy and disregard whoever, whatever other people talk about you. They have nothing to do with my life. My life is decided by me. I am the owner of my life. Other people's negativity does not need to interfere my inner peace, my completeness. Other people's positivity does not need to influence me. But they do influence me. That's a good thing, yes. The point is that just be the peculiar self. I'm going.